Sophia Institute Press presents Prayer, the Great Means of Salvation and Perfection. Written by St. Alphonsus M. Liguori, CSSR. Edited by Reverend Eugene Grimm, CSSR. Foreword by Dan Burke. Read by Chris Larson. Consecration. To the Incarnate Word, Jesus Christ, the Beloved of the Eternal Father, the Blessed of the Lord, the Author of Life, the King of Glory, the Savior of the World, the Expected of Nations, the Desire of the Eternal Hills, the Bread of Heaven, the Mediator between God and man, the Master of Virtues, the Lamb without spot, the Man of Sorrows, the Eternal Priest, the Victim of Love, the Home of Sinners, the Fountain of Graces, the Good Shepherd, the Lover of Souls. Alphonsus the Sinner consecrates this book. Dedication to Jesus and Mary. O Incarnate Word, Thou hast given Thy blood and Thy life to confer on our prayers that power by which, according to Thy promise, they obtain for us all that we ask. And we, O God, are so careless of our salvation that we will not even ask Thee for the graces that we must have if we should be saved. In prayer Thou hast given us the key of all Thy divine treasures. And we, rather than pray, choose to remain in our misery. Alas, O Lord, enlighten us and make us know the value of prayers offered in Thy name and by Thy merits in the eyes of Thy eternal Father. I consecrate to Thee this my book. Bless it, and grant that all those into whose hands it falls may have the will to pray always, and may exert themselves to stir up others also to avail themselves of this great means of salvation. To Thee also do I recommend my little work, O Mary, Great Mother of God. Patronize it, and obtain for all who read it the spirit of prayer, and of continual recourse in all their necessities to Thy Son and to Thee, who art the Dispenser of Graces, the Mother of Mercy, and who never leavest unsatisfied him who recommends himself to Thee, O Mighty Virgin, but obtainest from God for Thy servants whatever Thou askest. Editor's Note: This book, which was published in 1759, is one of the most important works of St. Alphonsus. He speaks thus, quote, "This book, though small, has cost me a great deal of labor. I regard it as of extreme utility to all sorts of persons, and I unhesitatingly assert that among all spiritual treatises, there is none and there can be none more necessary than that which treats on prayer as a means of obtaining eternal salvation." End quote. Reverend Eugene Grimm, CSSR. Foreword. No one questions the preeminent status of St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross as masters of prayer and the interior life. These two great saints are doctors of the Church because their teaching is vital for the life of the whole Church, regardless of what spiritual tradition the student finds himself in. This, of course, captures what a doctor of the Church is. All doctors are saints, but they are saints whom the Church holds up as having something to say that is unique and powerful, and who should shape the way the Church thinks about the matters they address in their writings. In fact, most of the doctrine of the Church comes from or is centrally influenced by the doctors of the Church. There is an informal subset of these doctors who are often referred to as spiritual doctors of the Church. This is because their particular realm of insight brings light to the spiritual life, the interior life of faith of all believers. In terms of what it means to be an authentic disciple of Jesus, particularly in the realm of prayer, St. Alphonsus Liguori stands shoulder to shoulder with the two giants mentioned above. In the recent past, the works of St. Alphonsus have faded into the background,